donate, and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back. And John McTurgan, go ahead and finish what you were saying.
If my memory serves me correct, the first known district attorney, the first time I heard of it was a state, Secretary of State of Colorado was bought by Soros, and the warning was given then. We were all talking about it, how this guy is the one that oversees elections. And I don't know the year, I just remember that, but that's when it all started.
I remember too, yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now he's got 75. He owns 75 district attorneys or attorney generals of states throughout America. 75. And look at the havoc he can wreak with those district attorneys in there, Pastor. They can turn the cities into lawless jungles.
That's exactly what they've done, John. Exactly. They want to just their job is to reduce America to third world status. But you know, here's what the chatter is now, folks. I'm not telling you that this is going to happen, but I'm going to tell you this is what the chatter has been out there. They're saying by November that this country could be invaded. I mean, we're being invaded now by this is an act of war that's taking place against America. And our military is standing down. They're standing down. And the chatter says that by November, we're going to be invaded again, by this time by a major military, probably Chinese. And then again, our military will stand down, that we will surrender, that Biden and Austin and Milley will say we can't win a war with China and just surrender American sovereignty. They've been paid already, folks. That's what happens. The Chinese is actually bragging about how they have bought and they own Washington, D.C. There you go. So, again, like I said, that's the chatter. I can't say for sure that's going to happen. But it's a good chance.
I heard something today that was really, it caught my attention. And someone was talking about our rights, our gun rights. And the person said, I want the same rights as the... Pastor Ernie, it was some enormous amount of AR-15s and pistols that Biden gave to Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. So he armed these terrorists with our weapons. And not only that, but jeeps and armored vehicles and helicopters and all of artillery, and also we Americans want the same rights that as he gave the Taliban all our AR-15s. And there was something, I don't know the number, Pastor Ernie, 3 million of them or 30 million. It was some enormous amount of guns Biden gave to the Taliban terrorists.
What about the same rights as he with his those that the... The Biden crime cartel is working hand-in-hand with the drug cartels and the human smugglers. What about the same rights as he gave them? Remember Obama's attorney general? He gave away all of those guns to the drug cartels, and they ended up using them on our own border patrol.
Yeah, it was called Fast and Fury.
Eric Holder, Fast and Fury, yeah.
And remember... Pastor Ernie, we had two really honest federal agents, and the federal agents were coming up with these guns at shootings and all, and they couldn't trace them. They couldn't figure out what was going on. And then there was a shooting at the border, and a Border Patrol agent was killed, and they found one of these guns there. So there was two agents working separate on separate things, but there was all at the same time. I think one was in California, one I know was in Arizona. So this agent put together what was happening. The federal government was providing open doors for all sorts of weapons to go right across the border to Mexico. The federal government was behind it.
So yeah, I know.
He went to a supervisor, and the supervisor said, no, 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 no. and he went up the line, and he went to the U.S. attorney, and the U.S. attorney denied what was happening. And the meanwhile, it was all true. And finally, someone got behind him in the media, and it was exposed. In the meantime, Pastor Ernie, they were trying to fire him. The feds were trying to fire their own people, whistleblowers. They were telling the truth. It went into Congress, got a hold of it, and they brought Holder before, and he lied all about it, and he denied any contact with Obama. So Holder claims that the feds were doing this, running these guns into Mexico, and that Obama knew nothing about it.
Yeah, I know. And we exposed that. And just like, you know, what happened there, remember the FBI-led Whitmore kidnapping hoax? All of those FBI agents were involved in that, and that was, again, a pure false flag put on by dirty cops.
Yeah, the jury found them not guilty.
I know. And so, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, they've gone. Who would have ever thought? I mean, you know, years ago, you know, the FBI had some integrity. And again, like I said, I had friends, and they could hold their head up. Now they've turned completely dirty. All right, let's go.
When I was an agent in New York, I had friends in the FBI, and they were, I never questioned any of them. They were all honorable as far as I was concerned. And now, I'm 99% sure I couldn't work for them. They're so corrupt.
No.
They're so morally, they're repulsive. They are against the American people. They are, they have a whole crew in there now that are New World Order. The Patriots are the enemies of the FBI now.
If there's any clean FBI agents out there listening to us tonight, we'd like to have you give us a call. Even if you're not, if you think you could justify what you're doing, your behavior, call us at 888-677-9673. You know what the Democrats are trying to do is this, you know, this message they're trying to send, like they just did with Ryan Kelly, is that anyone that challenges their lies, or anyone that challenges their powers, they will destroy. That's the message they're trying to get out to the public. We have the power to anyone who stands against us to destroy. And they're really kicking a sleeping dog, aren't they?
Well, I hope the American people realize that this is like the Alamo. We have to make a stand. There's no, you can only back up so far, folks. You can't go any further, and they're going to push us till we either stand or there's nothing left. Pastor Ernie, did you cover by any chance what's going on at the Supreme Court and the threat against the Judge Kavanaugh?
No, we haven't got there yet. But let me go. We have Jack in the air. Let's go to Jack first. Jack, you're in the air.
Well, you know, what happened to Ryan Kelly, the message is, could happen to any of us. I was amazed at the number of networks that carried this special event tonight. When the networks do this, it's commercial free. They lose revenue. But CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox Business, now, if you thought Fox wasn't carrying it, Fox Business carried the whole thing live. MSNBC, CNN, C-SPAN, PBS, and even Newsmax had a split screen. So, I mean, everybody carried it. It's amazing. That is equal to power when you have power over the media like that to spread propaganda. And I believe what happened to Ryan Kelly before the presidential election is going to happen to Trump. I think they'll arrest him. They'll make a public spectacle of it. They'll put him in leg irons. And depending on where they are power-wise, they might even take him to Guantanamo and waterboard him and get him to confess, force him to confess to something he didn't do. I don't put anything past these people, which is why I agree with one of your guests that when the elections come in November, that the Democrats will probably retain their power by hook or by crook. They'll find a way. And I just want to give a warning to everybody. Listen back to Waco. Remember, the government had no problem violating posse comitatus. They used helicopter gunships and tanks against those civilians at Waco. And don't think they're not preparing to do that again. They'll probably would love to make an example like that of the Proud Boys or some organization like that where they're going to roll in with tanks and helicopter gunships and scare everybody to death, which is why I'm trying to get the red state and their National Guard armories to prepare now. You're going to need Javelin missiles. You're going to need rocket-propelled grenades. You're going to need Stinger missiles and probably more sophisticated things, because if this thing goes to a civil war, it's going to be relative against relatives. It's going to be Democrats against Republicans. It's going to involve factions of the police department, the FBI, and the military. And they're going to be using heavy weapons on you. And if you don't have a way to respond, well, you're just not going to have a chance. But the time to prepare is now, and time is short.
All right, I totally agree. And this is why we told you how a lot of counties, they're doing it already. You have the Tea Party groups in that, and I know that they're meeting with the county sheriff, and they're telling them, look, you know, we're here to assist you. We don't want burn, loot, and murder coming in here. We don't want rogue FBI agents coming in here.
Is what happened in Ukraine. The military had to hand out weapons to the civilians. And what I'm saying is that the easiest way to get those type of weapons is for the governors of the red states to make sure that their National Guard armories are filled to the brim with everything they might need in the Civil War, being that, look, you're probably going to have factions of the military fighting other factions of the military. I think the military is split right down the middle. And it's,
yeah, it is.
It's going to be a bloody mess.
Yeah, I agree. But I think, again, I think that Biden, Austin, and Milley would be quick to surrender our sovereignty and our freedoms to
any other foreign. Well, I've heard it's a little bit different, is that Biden would surrender to China and Russia, that Russia and China would split the United States in half, and Biden would be, and his family would be taken care of, but the rationale is going to be that we wanted to prevent an all-out nuclear war, and it's better that we surrender and your families and your homes are intact and you go on with your life, only you're going to be answering to Russia and China. And that was our option, and that's why we chose to surrender. It's going to go something like that. And it is a good question for your audience. If the commander-in-chief was faced with a threat of all-out nuclear war, would you want a complete all-out response and total annihilation, or would you want to survive and surrender? You know, as for myself, I go by that motto, live free or die hard.
I hear you. Well, listen, thanks for contributing. We've got to move on. The lines are all lit. Who did you have next? Dan, you're in the air. Hello, Dan, are you there? Hello? Dan, are you there in Pennsylvania? I hope you got that, Craig. They're out there tonight. Boy, we're getting to them, aren't we? We're getting to them, aren't we? All righty there. That's a typical. That, you know, that guy's a registered Democrat. That's exactly the type of things they do, right? Let's go with Randy. Go ahead, Randy. You're in the air.
Oh, good evening. I'm so appreciative of your program. It's like Radio Free Europe back in the 50s and 60s. We're getting information that we can't get anywhere else. Anyways, what I wanted to say is unless things change, we are headed for a bloody civil war. That's not me saying it. That is Donald J. Trump in a recent comment. And, boy, it sure looks that way. The Patriots are fed up. But I also want to say this. Whoever cast the first stone loses. We have to be on the right side of it all. Otherwise, we lose. We will lose in the war of public opinion and militarily, everything else, like Jack was saying. And that's all I want to bring up tonight. And thank you so much, and God bless.
Well, thank you for calling. Thank you very much. There you go. What about all of that, John?
Well, Pastor Ernie, what's very important I got to interject here is about the Supreme Court and what's happened. And the Supreme Court, now it was on purpose, it was leaked about the Supreme Court decision, and that was done to, and then the address of the judges that would vote against Roe versus Wade were all leaked. So they had these groups, and you could find it easy on the internet where they live. And these groups have been going there pretty well regularly now since the leak. And a gunman left California and went to Justice Kavanaugh's home, and the police got him outside with a gun, a knife, and I don't know whatever else paraphernalia. And he said he was there to kill Kavanaugh. So here's the thing, Pastor Ernie. It's against federal law to picket and protest in front of, I know, Supreme Court justices, probably all federal judges. You know, it's against the law. So Garland is allowing all of this protest, which is against the law. They are setting up these judges. You know, for one of them to be killed, well, then Biden will appoint, a hard left communist to replace him. They want these judges in absolute terror. This is a way of taking any judge that has any courage. The only one that they can't get to is, I know for sure, would be Thomas, Justice Thomas. But all the others, no. So here we have it, Pastor. And then Biden, this is what Biden said. Let me tell you what Biden said last night. He said Biden threatens executive orders if Roe is overturned. And then during the meeting, he talked about basically there's going to be riots if the Supreme Court doesn't do the right thing.
Again, this is total dictatorship. This is total tyranny. And we're not going to put up with it. And
Attorney General Merrick Garland refuses to enforce laws protecting SCOTUS. So there's terrorists out in front of the Supreme out of the Supreme Court Justice homes, and yet they don't go after them at all, Pastor Ernie. Give them a free pass.
Let's say that's their way of saying, look, again, they're saying, look, if you do anything to challenge our authority, if you do anything to challenge our power, if you even talk about our lies, we will destroy you. We will destroy you. And that's the message they want to send even to the court. Merrick Garland is a dirty cop. He was known for being a dirty cop. He was a dirty judge. And now he's out there. And he's selling America out. See, that's a dereliction of duty. That should be enough to remove him right there. But you know what? We don't have a Department of Justice anymore. We don't have a military. They've sold us out. We've been betrayed. You know, everywhere you turn, what we do have is the American people. And we have the responsibility now not to recognize the legitimacy of that government because it is totally illegitimate. We owe them no allegiance at all. We owe them nothing as far as to be, you know, in compliance with them. They're totally illegitimate. And we are instructed first by God's word, the highest authority in the universe, and then by our Constitution to now assemble a new government, to disassemble the old and to start a new one. Let's go to Dan. Dan, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor.
Hey, Dan, are you there?
Yes, I'm
okay,
here.
Talk up as loud as you can. Speak up as loud as you can.
Okay. I want to thank you for your ministry, for you being bold and to tell the truth and the way it is. And I listen to you every day, and I thank you. Every evening, I mean. And I just have one thing to say is I don't see how anyone who is a Christian can be a Democrat, because being if they're a Democrat, they're belong to a party that is atheism and that is murderous. If you're a Christian, a Democrat, what you're doing is you might even say, well, I'm against abortion, but you're talking out of the side of your neck because you're supporting a party that is murderous. And that's all I have to say. You know, I mean, I've heard Christians say, well, I'm a Christian. I'm a Democrat. Well, how can you be? You're supporting a party that's murdering babies, that's Antichrist, and your the baby's blood will be on your hands, and you have to answer to God for supporting those murderers. I might be wrong, but that's how I feel.
You're not wrong. God's word, the Bible, says you should be accursed. Go over to Proverbs chapter 24. To do that, if you honor or disarm a wicked or support or even vote for a wicked person, then you should be accursed for doing that. And so there you go.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor.
All righty. Well, God bless.
Pastor, yeah, thanks. Ernie, I have another headline here. National Guard placed on ready to go alert for Supreme Court abortion ruling. It says the National Guard in all 50 U.S. states has been told to adopt a ready to go posture for development in preparation for the soon to be released U.S. Supreme Court ruling on abortion.
Well, you know, I don't have any confidence in that court. Like you said, there's only one.
No.
Maybe two. Thomas and maybe Alito, okay? Those are the only two on that court that I have any confidence in, and really just Thompson, Thomas, that would, he won't compromise. He won't bow down to their tyranny. I don't have any confidence in the others. What about you?
Oh, no. I completely gave up on the Supreme Court years ago, Pastor Ernie, years ago. The thing about the Supreme Court is you never name one liberal, hardcore leftist judge that get on the court and then all of a sudden make decisions our way. But, president after president appointed Supreme Court justices, they get in, and next thing you know, they're in bed with the hard left communists selling out America.
Well, that's the case in some cases. Other cases that they were sitting there, like right now what's happening, John, all across this country, it happened here in Ohio, you have the Democrats are running as Republicans. Not only are they doing that, what they're doing is these Republican candidates, Democrats are showing up and saying, listen, let me go out and let me get enough votes to get you on the ballot. I'll go collect your votes for you. Okay, and they come and they tell you that we're a good conservative Republican Christian, and then they go out and they get phony votes. They get in the ballot phony names, and they're doing this on purpose so that when it comes time, to turn in your names that you have, that you've collected, your signatures, they're all phony. And then not only that, but like out here in Ohio, many of the Democrats ran as Republicans. They registered And they encouraged, they put the word out within the Democratic Party, go out there and vote. This is a Democrat. He's running as a Republican. Go vote for, and they give him the list of names. And we've seen that even in the county where I live, that took place. And so, and that's happening all around the country now. So, all righty, who do we have? Santos in Texas, you're in the air.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm okay, and how are you?
I'm great. I'm great. I just want to thank y'all, and I listen to your talk show every night, and it's very interesting on the things that y'all have to say. And all this that is going on is just a part of prophecy. And Trump, he's not coming back. He's a great president, but he's not coming back because there's people with big money that actually run this country. And it's sad to see that all this is going on because I've lived 59 years and I always had plenty of food, able to fill up my car with gas, job, which I still do now, but I know what's coming. So we just, like you said, we have to be prepared, you know, because it's when it hits the fan, it's going to get really ugly. You know, and the police may defund, they may have to defund the police. The military may have to take over if it gets that bad, you know. But
well, you know, again, the Second Amendment's very clear. And what we need, when it's referring to a well-regulated militia, it's talking about civilians. It's not talking about military. It's not talking about the National Guard. Let me read that to you. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, when we're talking about well-regulated, that means trained and supplied. And again, we're seeing, I was the other day, I have a friend that owns gun stores, and he has one. It's a huge, huge, huge place. And he probably has $4 or $5 million worth of firearms in there. And that place was busy. It was just packed. People are arming themselves all across this country. They're arming. And you're right. It's going to get nasty. But you know what? See, we, a lot of countries have never known. People have never known freedom. They've never known. And they figure, well, it's better, I guess, to be alive and be a slave than not to be. We've known freedom. And we're not going to give it up easy. We're not going to give it up. And that's exactly what the Democratic Communist Party want to do. They want to control every bit of our life. They want to decide for us what we can do, what we can drive, where we can live, and who can live. That's exactly what Nancy Pelosi, Chuckie Schumer, Joe Biden, and every one of those ungodly Antichrist Democrats want for this country. And us,
yeah,
people.
We have to understand, though, the Republicans and Democrats are on the same page. The whole world is on the same page. So that's where we have to realize, and we have to pray every day. We have to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Pray every day. Jesus said, do not worry. So as we're praying, well, we have to pray. We have to be ready.
Well, the Bible recognizes two kinds of people, those that are saved and those that aren't. That's what it boils right down to, and you're right about that. All righty. Well, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And
bye-bye.
God bless. We'll be back right after this with more Don't Go Away.
When the British armies came from across the bounding main to attack our native shores in their sailing ships of war to establish tyranny by the orders of a tyrant king, Paul Revere cried his alarms, and the people took up arms, and they fired up their guns in the Greens and Lexington. Soon the battles would be won, and the bells of liberty would ring. Those men who fought to keep us free were not afraid to die. They drew their strength and courage from his power upon high, and cried this battle cry, no king, no king, no king, but King Jesus, the Messiah.
past 100 years, we have fainted from the fight for his liberty and life. We've been blinded by the lies, so we hardly know what's right from wrong. As the anti-Christian hordes and the global overlords now surround us holy saints in the camp United States, just like Israel of old, we now find ourselves in Babylon. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel. Time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but Yehoshua, the Holy One of Israel.
All righty, we're back. You know, John, you know that in the Bible it talks about seven books that are mentioned in the Bible. I'm not talking about the 66 books. I'm talking about, but in, within that 66 books, they mention seven other books in the Bible. And every one of them is significant because it all has an application today, what's in God's Word, how it applies to current events, what's happening in this country today. And Lord's willing, unless the Lord changes that up on me, I'm going to be preaching on that. Now, in 50 years, I can't remember preaching on those seven before, but maybe I have. But that's what, Lord's willing, that's what I'll be preaching on. So what do you think about that?
You mean like the Book of Enoch?
Well, you got the Book of War, you got the Book of Remembrance, you got the Book of Life, you got the Book of Living.
That sounds better, so, Pastor Ernie. That sounds better.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
Yeah.
I'll let you preach on the Book of Enoch. All righty. Let's go. You're not going to do it. Let's see. Let me go to, I'm sorry, who do we have next? Steve, you're in the air.
Pastor, I haven't called for a while, but 50 years, congratulations. And Pastor Joe and everybody there, pray for you every night and God's angels to surround you and protect your whole ministry, because you're a commodity now. And you're cleaner than oil, you're cleaner than natural gas, and I don't think of today's media is as clean as the pure driven snow. It's summer and I don't want to move.
Well, I haven't felt this clean in a long time. Thanks, Steve.
Hey, if anybody remembers cassette tapes, I got an audio by some guy named Rush Limbaugh, and it was kind of I'm just digging on his regular website, you know, and since everybody knew it, but just like little quotes and stuff, but I turned on February 2nd, I turned him on for a couple minutes, and just heard him coughing, like, sorry, folks, I got a hoarse voice today, and I turned him off, and it was the last I ever heard him, but that everybody knew it, just like everybody knew what was being cooked up against Trump. I mean, these are different calls and everything, but I think his last paragraph on a phone call was talking about socialism, and it's all about control. But his first book that he wrote was called The Way Things Are Supposed to Be, and he always said talent's on loan from God. 70 years old, 1 month into being 70, and as soon as he left, he got enough from everything on his website, Jen Psaki, and everything. But the second thing, you got a guy here who's looking pretty good, about 40 years old and all that. And the second book is, See, I Told You So, 1992, 30 years ago. And between yourself and him, after Rush left, everybody says, I don't mean you or anybody, but I don't get it. I don't understand. How are they doing this? Why are they? It's like these people just don't know anything anymore. Dan Bongino's out there. He's Secret Service guy. I mean, he's making all kinds of sense, you know. Clay and Buck Travis, I know they're smart guys, but they're just, people just ain't putting their brains together. And it's,
well, there's a lot more of us than people think, but you're right. There's a whole lot of la-la landers out there. There's a mindset that this ignorance and apathy, I don't know about it. I don't know about it, and I don't care. It's almost a mindset that if I don't know about it, it can't hurt me, and therefore I'll just. But you know, the Bible tells you in Proverbs 1, it refers to those that are that way as simple minded, that they're the simple minded, and they don't end up well. But thanks, Steve. I got to move on. Who do we have next? George. Okay, be careful, because the last Portland one was that nutcase. George, you're in the air.
Oh, hello, George. Everything in Portland is not a nut. Okay.
Okay, I recognize you. You're the non-nut. Okay, go ahead. George, go ahead. Are you there? He got disconnected. Call back, George. Call back. You got disconnected. Who's next? Ryan, you're in the air.
Hi. Just wanted to say, I'm not afraid of these people. I'm afraid for them, wicked little people. And the judgment's going to be on them. But I lost my train of thought. But anyway, that's mainly what I wanted to say. Oh, I'm sure by what you say, I'm sure you stand up to a bully, too. But to your audience, if you never stand up to the prerequisite to being a bully is first you got to be a coward. And when I've stood up to these bullies in my life, they just melt before your eyes, and they can't take any confrontation. And, you know, one of the hells of being a pervert, being a homosexual or a pedophile, it's right in the Bible. I mean, you probably know where it is. But women rule over you. They're a slave to women.
Isaiah chapter 3, verses, starting with verse 12.
And these perverts like Biden, I wouldn't be surprised if they're answering to some woman, probably Hillary Clinton. And who is this wicked Hillary Clinton? I hope they never run into her, because I'd just tell her off. Wicked lesbian.
Well, she's the queen of Maine.
Some lesbians that are God-haters, too. And they're wicked. They just hate mankind. They're just like your one of your co-hosts said one night, why are they always promoting hatred? Everywhere they go, they promote hatred. These wicked people, they promote it. They're full of hatred. They want you to hate God, too. They want us all to hate God. And why should I shake in my boots for them?
Well, you know what? The Bible says that those that hate God love death. And you're going to notice the entire left, they love death.
If we're all deplorable, that excuses them. If we're all deplorable, that excuses why we should kill us all, because we're all deplorable. It just excuses them.
Yep.
They're cursed. So, woe to them that call good evil and evil good. They have a cursed life, and they have a hell. Their life on earth is cursed, and they go to hell on top of it. But, you know, we're actually doing them a favor to stand up to them, because they're like people out of control. They're crazed with their power, and they're out of control. And part of the reason they're doing it is because they know they can get away with it.
I hear you. Okay, well, thank you very much. All right. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're in the air.
Thanks for having me on, Pastor Ernie. God bless you and John McTernan and your ministry there.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you.
Thanks,
Dave. Thank you. Based on what John had mentioned a little earlier, talking about the protesters out on the front lawn with the judges, I've got kind of maybe a little humorous solution to that whole issue, and it involves your lawn sprinklers. I think that would be a fine time with a little adjustment on the sprinkler head to just turn them on full blast and just leave them on. And, they'll have kind of a wet time there. Their cell phones, you know, they'll be worried about their phones. And, you know, I think that would really help. And it's legal, of course. You can water your lawn anytime.
Well, you know, two problems with that. One, with some water, if they got enough water up there, people might start throwing bars of soap at them, and they might get cleaned up. But the second problem you would have is you have all of the federal agents standing out there to protect the judges. So they would be the ones that get wet.
Oh, I see. Yeah, we wouldn't. You know, that would be kind of counterproductive. But another thought along those lines. You know, if social media gurus really wanted to do something good and decent, they could easily take down all that garbage on the doxing. You know, those idiots that are posting their addresses of these judges and stuff. In 2 seconds, they could hire their technicians to clean all that garbage off the internet. But yet they still allow Ayatollah Khomeini to have his Twitter account and these other, you know, terrorists and terrorist sympathizers. They go unfettered. You know, they're able to, you know, to go about their dirty deeds. The Taliban, you know, all of them, they all got Twitter accounts and everything.
I hear you. Again, that's the opposition. So,
yeah.
But anyhow, thanks for calling. All right. Okay, let's try George again. Did George Hello? Drop? Yeah, Hello? You're in.
Okay, here's a direct quote real fast from Elon Musk. Given unprovoked attacks by leading Democrats against me and a very cold shoulder to Tesla and SpaceX, I intend to vote Republican in November. Now,
well, very good.
That's an indication that Elon Musk may not be New World Order. Number two, barred Pelosi from communion, he was blocked from becoming a cardinal by the Pope. So the Pope appointed a person who is lower rank than him and passed him over.
The Pope is an Antichrist.
You betcha.
That Pope is,
you betcha.
He is Antichrist, yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's one last thing. We're talking about the militias. Governor DeSantis is looking for a new director for the new Florida Civilian State Guard. 400 men so far in the state militia. Civilian militia.
And that was Governor DeSantis? Yep, that's exactly what we need to do.
Yeah, he wants a civilian, and he gave a speech about the founders did not want a professional standing army. Because what happens when a dictator, a tyrant, seizes control of that standing army? That's the end of our freedom. So we need civilian militias. And I think if you have enough for like 30 more seconds, I believe that the power of the county is where we should concentrate our efforts, and that means that county sheriffs should deputize the militias. And I talked to Sheriff Mack about this, and he said the sheriffs can deputize an unlimited number of citizens, as many as he wants to, as many as the sheriffs want to. I think this is the solution. So there's the Michigan militia. There's now the Florida militia forming. They have at least 400. I know the Michigan militia is at least 650 men. But we're going to need a lot more than that. So that I think this is the way to go. I think this is a solution to protect our liberty and freedoms in the Constitution.
All right, very good. You're absolutely right, and that's exactly what we're up to. It's what we've been doing. So thank you. All righty. John, you want to comment on any of that?
Pastor Ernie, that is the best way to do it, would be to have the sheriffs within the law call for a militia for each county, and then have the governor with the state police and the National Guard all merged together to defend the states. Like Ohio would be defended by the governor with the National Guard, state police, and then each county could raise up an unlimited amount of people to defend Ohio and defend the United States. We'd have to have each state that's still functioning as America do that to defend us, Pastor. That's the way to do it.
Okay, very good. Absolutely. I totally agree. But Right now, though, the most important thing to folks out there, we always have to remember this. You know, you have, we went through the list of things that you're talking about, and we told you about stock up. Stock up on food. Stock up on food. Stock up on medical equipment. It would be good to have some extra gas, you know, cans of gas around. You need to stock up because things, again, Biden's job was to come in there and was to reduce America to third world status. That's exactly what he's been doing. Now, he's not the one. He's a puppet. They're pulling his strings. Sometimes Joe Obama don't even know where he's at. But he's got people pulling his strings out there, and he's listening. And remember, like what you saw tonight with all of these TV stations carrying this propaganda, folks, they're bad. They've all gone. They bow down to whoever's giving the orders from the collective. And so, again, I don't trust anybody that works at those stations anymore. None. I mean, well, I know a couple of people that are Christians, but they feel about it the same way I do. But you've got it. This is why this radio program is so important, okay? In 50 years, we've never betrayed you, not one time. And in 50 years, we're out here, and we're not in it for the money, boy. And that's a good thing, too, because it's not here. We fight with everything we have just to raise enough funds to stay on the air. It's the cause, and the first cause is the cause of Christ. And that's why we really have to hear from you. Like I said, I've got an important announcement, and I think I'm going to wait to make that Monday. It's a very, very important announcement. And so, anyhow, stay tuned. I know we're running out of time. Has Pastor Hal called yet, Craig? He usually calls. I know he wanted a Thursday night. He always calls. He wants to give the invitation. Hal, if you're out there listening, if you're going to do it, you better call so I know. If not, okay, let's go to Colorado and take Sean. Sean, you're in the air.
Hey, guys. Thank you for what you're doing. God bless you, and may the Lord bless you. You know, just want to say you guys are touching on a lot of good stuff. I remember the David Koresh thing that your partner was talking about, and yeah, he needed to be stopped, but the way the FBI handled it, yeah, they killed a lot of people. And like, there was a Joe, he was saying about how, yeah, they're going to try and do something like that again with like some of these Antifa groups who are idiots too, and they need to be stopped, but they'll try and they'll kill them in numbers and say, oh, it was the Republicans' fault or something. And it's just amazing how you got these people, they don't care. They don't care about life. They want to control, you know. And I just want to mention, some kid had wrote a letter to Mr. Biden, and he had commented about where Biden said something about we need to pray for the families and this and that, which is a good thing. But the kid also went on to say, well, why don't you say that more often? Why don't you talk about God more often, about families needing comfort, this and that? But you want to put all these restrictions on weapons. Well, what about how many kids get killed from car accidents or drunk driving, drugs and stuff? Where you're going to ban cars and other stuff? But yet he picks and chooses what he wants to use for his political gain. But that's where people, we got to stand up for the truth and stand for right. And yeah, let God guide us, but we got to stand our ground. You know.
You're absolutely right. You know, and thank you. Thanks for calling. John, you've got 4 minutes to give an invitation. Can you do it? Do we have any more callers real quick? Nope. Okay. We've got 4 minutes. Yeah, we don't have time anyhow. John, 4 minutes. Can you give an invitation?
I sure can, Pastor Ernie. Well, we are, Pastor Ernie, it's like Bible prophecy unveiling right in front of our very eyes now, about how the world is going to be before the second coming of Jesus Christ. And I'd like to say to the listeners that there's big trouble ahead. I mean, a blind man could see it. So do you have the faith to endure it? We don't know when Christ is coming for us. We live with the blessed hope, looking for his coming. But that doesn't mean that there might be trouble ahead before he comes for us. So are you anchored in faith? Is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Have you repented of sin and standing right with God? And God gives us a real internal strength for truth when we stand, when Christ is our Savior and we're looking for his coming. We don't want to back down for anything. We want to stand for the truth. So to face what's coming,
What's needed is believing in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That means repentance from sin. Sin is living a life without Jesus Christ and turning to him like an about face and his word to center your life on him and your word. And then to believe that God sent Jesus, who was without sin, to take our sin on him on the cross. That's what he did. He shed his blood, paid the penalty for our sin. And then the Bible says that his righteousness is given to us. Righteousness means we can stand before God without any guilt. That's what righteousness means. So it's a trade. On the cross, Jesus takes our sin, pays the penalty. And then God imparts his righteousness on us. And that's how we can go to heaven. That's how we can stand before God as our Father. In fact, the Bible says we can have such a tender relationship with God as our Abba, Father, Daddy. But there's no way that any of that can happen without coming to the cross first. So it's done by repenting of sin, realizing that Jesus paid the price for our sin, confessing him as your Lord and Savior, realizing now only because of that can you have assurance of eternal life. Your God now becomes Abba Father, and you can get God's strength through the power of the Holy Spirit working through us that we won't submit to lies. We will stand for the truth. The Bible says you should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. That's about it, Pastor Ernie.
Well, and again, John, has anyone ever regretted praying the sinner's prayer, receiving Christ as a Savior?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I can tell you, August 4th, 1974, I did, and I never regretted it for a moment. Not one, never looked back. Never looked to the right, to the left. Always walked looking for Christ.
And folks, let me tell you, John, are there a whole lot of people that wish they'd had done that?
Oh, my. Pastor Ernie, all those that rejected God, hated God, believed in lies. Now, during the years, I spoke to many people at an abortion centers that worked there and that were supporting abortion. And some of them were old and they've died now. They've long dead. And I think of them sometimes about what their fate is now.
I hear you. We're out of time, John. I'm out of time for tonight. But thanks. Until tomorrow, good night. God bless. Always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.